Yeah, with the changing of the guard once again at the top. Russell Slade got that. Carl Robinson's come in now. The former MK Dons manager has had his first game, ironically, against his former club in the FA Cup last week, a goalless draw. So we've got that replay on Tuesday. But yeah, looking ahead to the Bradford game first, which will be a big test for him, I imagine.
Yeah, you're right there. And what's been the general opinion among Charlton fans of getting Carl Robinson in?
I think people have warmed to Carl. Certainly, he certainly talks a good game. Obviously, it's way too early days to start talking about any results yet. But he's come in, talked about a lot of ideas, and he's very positive. Talks about wanting to play attacking football at home, which is good as well. I think they've warmed to him. The only problem is, of course, that some fans just wonder whether he's going to be given the time to succeed, which is what his predecessors haven't really had here at the club. Ronan de Chasselet is onto his eighth manager now in just under 3 years. So they're hoping that this will be the one to be given the time, but I guess that remains to be seen.
Yeah, that is very true. And, well, like you say, it is early days for Carl Robinson. This is probably one of the worst times to actually play Charlton at the moment, of course, with a new manager in there as well, because it does seem that there is, you know, quality in that side.
Yeah, well, in terms of the new manager bounce you get, Charlton also on a little bit of decent form. The only thing you could say is possibly about injuries. They're missing one of the most influential players, Ricky Holmes, at the moment, but that hasn't affected them too much over the last few weeks. They've got some squad depth. I think wingers and maybe midfielders is where they're struggling a bit. But yeah, in terms of form, Charlton, I think they've lost one in about eight now. They're looking quite good. They played okay against Milton Keynes last week. It was the new manager trying to get his mark on the team. There's always going to be a slight change, but in the second half they looked quite good and perhaps had their chances to win it as well. So it's not going to be an easy game for Bradford of course either.
Yeah, it's very true indeed. And Louis, do you think we should be looking out for some of the danger men from Charlton? And from what you might have seen from Carl Robinson so far, what sort of tactics do you think that we're going to be seeing from him?
Well, he loves to play wingers. That's one of the things I've heard him talking about quite a lot. So we saw Jordan Botarka, who's a winger who's made impacts from the bench in the last few weeks. He's been he actually started last week for the first time. So I do wonder if Carl will be tempted to attack down the wings. The only other thing is I haven't actually seen his side play away from home yet, so that might be interesting. But we did see one of his old sides play away from home last week in Milton Keynes Dons, and they played some excellent counter-attacking football. And I saw some quotes from Carl today where he's talking about, you know, he saw how MK played in spells last game, and he's kind of hoping that Charlton will play like that. So if it's like that, I imagine we'll see some pretty incisive attacking, counter-attacking football from Charlton, which I'm sure the fans will enjoy, because it spells in that first half last week. MK actually played some pretty nice stuff.
Yeah, certainly very interesting seeing it as well, Lou. I suppose Charlton being in 11th now, when I last looked, is playoff still a hope for the Addicts now?
Yeah, I mean, they've still got a game in hand on some of the teams, including Bradford, within that playoff zone. Although the joke around these parts is that game in hand is against Millwall, and Charlton haven't beaten Millwall for over 20 years now. So it's a local rivalry that very much doesn't Charlton don't have the upper hand in. But yeah, no, playoffs are certainly possible. I think again, Robinson's been talking about strengthening the midfield in January, and if he's given what he wants, and if he can play, get this team to play the sort of football he wants, then that'll be a real possibility. He kept getting Milton Keynes. I think he was always finishing within the top 10 when he was at Milton Keynes, so he's someone who knows how to, you know, be quite consistent over a season. Two or three times he got into the playoffs before they eventually ended up going up automatically a couple of years ago. I certainly think it's possible if Carl can get him playing the way that he likes.